Hugo for welcoming me here to this fantastic building. Paul said that this building is one of the best in Europe to learn in, and I can believe it. As I crossed the threshold, I thought it's a fantastic sign how much the governors and the principal and the whole family here believe in building for the future with so much care and attention. And the work of Britain's best architect has gone into providing you with the best possible building in which to spend the next few years. Your future will depend on the decisions taken here, decisions taken by your teachers and decisions taken by you. But the decision to invest in this building reflects the belief of everyone here that all of you can achieve fantastic things. Many of you may know that this year we're marking the fact that 70 years ago, almost to the day, this part of London was under amazing attack. 70 years ago, Adolf Hitler was trying to bomb Britain into submission. It was called the Blitz. Every night, people would leave their homes and shelter in the underground because this country was on the verge of being brought to its knees. And there was one person at that time who said, no matter what happens, Britain will survive and Britain will win. And that was, of course, the Prime Minister at the time, a man called Winston Churchill. Now, the thing about Winston Churchill is that when he became Prime Minister, everyone was writing Britain off. You've lost the war in Norway, you've lost the war in France. You're on your own. Nobody thinks you can win. And he said, no, I'm convinced there's something about the character of this country that means just at the moment that people say to anyone in Britain, you're finished, the attitude of the British people is to say, I will prove you wrong. Now, Winston Churchill was a great Prime Minister, but he was also a builder. His favourite way of relaxing was to spend his time bricklaying. He found it not just absorbing, but a way of allowing himself to think about what really mattered in life. And as a bricklayer, he coined a phrase. He said, we shape buildings, and then they shape us. And what, of course, he meant is that the sorts of buildings we design tell us something about the sort of society that we want to live in, and they also give us the space, literally, to achieve more. Well, Amanda, Paul, and all of you who've been involved in helping to design this building have shaped a building which is impressive on the outside and beautiful on the inside, forward-looking and aspirational. And that's the perfect framework to turn out young people who are impressive on the outside, smart, savvy, people who look as though they're built for success, and beautiful on the inside, people who care for others and show respect for others, and people who are aspirational and forward-looking, and who think, whatever the past, whatever our background, we will succeed. Because buildings are important, but as Winston Churchill also remembered, so is leadership. The reason that Winston Churchill was capable of taking Britain from a country that everyone thought was finished to a country that showed the world how to win is because he never gave up, never believed in the criticisms that others directed at him, always believed that he and those he worked with could achieve far, far more than anyone thought possible. I know that you, with your fantastic team of governors and your principal, will achieve far, far more than anyone has thought possible. I know that within this school, there are the world-beating athletes of the future. There are the television and music stars of the future. The surgeons, the lawyers, the accountants, the millionaires. You're all sitting next to one another. You are all going to be a fantastic success. And this building is a sign that everyone here knows it and is ready to invest in you. So good luck for the future. I know that that future is yours to take, to shape, and to turn into a story of success for everyone. Thank you.